Good morning, wonderful subscribers. I hope you listen to it in the morning. I hope it's something that these episodes can help start your day off right in perhaps a clearer mindset, a better place, and just with an alternative perspective. I don't know if you ever find this, but if you ever wake up and you're ever in a certain mood and you don't know why, just having that clean slate, blank canvas can be really good for your approach for the rest of the day. I hope you've had a good week. I hope you've found clarity with whatever you're working on, or even if it's from a long-term point of view, how that week has been. Something I've recently and over the last few weeks been sitting on and thinking about is the allowing to sit with certain feelings, probably for clarity reasons, being able to sit with negative feelings and seeing how that plays out. The reason I say sitting with potential negative feelings is for no specific reason. Work is up and down, as it can be for a lot of people. And it makes you think, it makes you question things, but I think there's an importance in allowing time to do its thing. I'm a bit of a believer in that. I was also reading a piece from someone about spirituality and the importance of it in life and how it's potentially marketed incorrectly to the masses. But I might share some thoughts on that another time. But anyway, when it comes to uncertainty, I guess, around life, around feelings, then it's okay to just sit with those feelings. It's even though it's unpleasant, even though you need to take the time to process it, even though you're trying to do all these positive things with your self-improvement, such as being present, trying to develop habits, it's important to acknowledge and sit with feelings when they're not positive or pleasant as well. I think it creates a lot of clarity and perspective, and hopefully from, you know, just listening to me talk about it, it's allowing you to see an alternative perspective as well. I found a lot of clarity this week around the podcast and what it means, where it stands in the world of self-improvement. And that's taken 2.5 years to almost 3 years to get to. Yet there's some elements of feelings that are negative around work. So it's like anything in life, you've got to have ups and downs. I think when you have these moments, and I find this in the past as well, when you're maybe feeling negative or going through a tough time and needing to show resilience, is making sure that you engage in the things that matter to you, whether that's you have a relationship with a spouse or with your friends, or you have another project that you're focusing on, or trying something new, throwing yourself into a hobby, something that you could describe as something you would want to be obsessed with, something that you can't stop thinking about. Being able to do this is, to an extent, an element of flow. And that's part of embracing the uncertainty of life, isn't it? It's about making sure that everybody has unknown and uncertainty moving forward, but it's about choosing what we can do during that time. I don't want this to sound too cliche or too falsely positive, but I always think that when there's these times where you're sitting with negativity, negative feelings, negative sensations, whatever you want to call it, there's opportunity there. This is you going through a phase of personal growth through unpleasantness. And there's an opportunity there, probably in hindsight, to look at as a key moment for you. And making sure that this experience shapes you for the better. Sitting with that uncertainty can be good, it can be tough, but it's also a lot of unknown as well. I think one of the worst things that we can do when things are uncertain and we're maybe negative is not acknowledging it. I think when you have this in your life, you need to create space to acknowledge it. You need to create time to process and reflect and think, what is this that I'm feeling and how am I going to improve from it? What am I going to do to help support myself with it as well? Those are just my initial feelings, my initial thoughts towards this idea of uncertainty, embracing it, as well as acknowledging unpleasant and negative feelings or moments that you have as well. I feel like this episode is potentially a bit of a different style. It feels it anyway, but hopefully something that with you guys as subs for the podcast, I want to hear how you find it. Is it nice to get a little bit more of a personal touch in an episode, a little bit more introspective from me rather than a topic and exploring the different elements of it? I don't want to talk about myself too much, but I understand how it can be good to use as perspective as well for you guys in your own journeys on self-improvement as well. So that's all my thoughts today on, like I say, uncertainty, negative feelings, sitting with it. I think it's also important here to acknowledge when you have this, to reach out to those that you care about, but also care about you. People want to listen, they want to help, but sometimes they just need to be able to acknowledge it with you. And that just brings you a sense of peace in the end. I would love to hear people's views, whether it's just you emailing me. I love it when you guys maybe put a few paragraphs together about where you're at and what you're up to and how you're finding the podcast and things like that as well in your own life and own experience. What I found recently is that the Self-Improvement Project is it's a base, it's a foundation from people to work from. I realise that, you know, I really like the philosophical, slower, simpler life philosophy side of things, encouraging the things that are internal rather than external. But everything that I do is a base, it's a foundation to build you up to then get onto that next step. I'm not a specialist within work, within relationships, within the closest I would be to fitness, but at the same time I'm a very psychological, you know, mentality focused and orientated person. So when it comes to specializing in these things, that's not me. That's why I had such a good conversation with Sam Sager last week. But it's a base, it's a foundation to work from. And I would love to hear what your thoughts on that are. If someone was to ask you what the Self-Improvement Project is, how would you describe it? So let me know. I'll pop it as a question on Spotify. But if you want to give a more detailed answer, and I would really, really appreciate it just to hear from you guys about how you describe what the Self-Improvement Project is. So thank you very much for listening, guys. I hope you have a wonderful week. I've done an episode coming out on Monday about mental fitness, so I hope you enjoy that as well. Otherwise, have a great weekend, and I will see you all next time. Cheers.